Graziers in northwest New South Wales have been hoping to get some benefit from recent rains in western Queensland. That rain didn't deliver for many of them, so they've been hoping for rivers like the Warrego and the Paroo to bring the water south. Landholders have been quietly hanging on since Christmas, watching the river gauges upstream to get an indication of what sort of water flow they can expect to see in coming weeks. They haven't wanted to comment on the water until now, not until they knew what they might be getting. Robert Bartlett's name is closely associated with the Paroo River. He was chairman of the group that fought to keep the river undeveloped by irrigators.
You know, we're lucky on the Paroo. It's still a free-flowing river and there's no impediments, so what you see is what you get. But on the average, where we are down to Winari, all the old fellas, and I agree with them, we usually get one Paroo a year. But the last 3 years, since 2012, the Paroos have let us down a little bit. There was a small one last year, but this one is surely going to be a significant one. And it will give us cattle feed, and that's the great thing about the Paroo. When you know it's coming, you know you're going to get feed. You don't get a shower of rain, you need a follow-up. When the Paroo gets here, we know we've got feed, so we can manage accordingly.
How many stock do you have on hand at the moment? Because it's been pretty dry in your neck of the woods, hasn't it?
Well, we've been a bit lucky. Like, we've got our pretty well our normal breeding stock left on, so we've been lucky in that regard. And I always say that the Paroo allows you to do that, even though it's been pretty dry the last 3 years. Well, we did have a small Paroo last year that did the upper area of the Paroo. It didn't get down in the lower areas past the Norma Downs Road, but our breeders are still about where they should be, and you know, we've been marking calves this morning, and we know they're a bit slippery, but we've let them go, and they're going on to feed in a couple of weeks.
This is a dry corner of New South Wales. It can be very tough, an unforgiving environment, and then you get a flow of water from rain in Queensland, water that spreads slowly down the flat open country, soaking into the dry earth.
Channel country with, you know, quite open Paroo floodplain, and grows great wild sorghum, etc., golden goosefoot, and the lignum freshens up. Absolutely ideal cattle country. It's like they'd say, this feed on the Paroo would fatten a dead horse. You know, you can see them going head daily. It's as good as feedlot rations when you've got a good Paroo. I was talking to Leon Zanker last night. He's down the river a bit. Well, he's very excited after having a bit of a yarn to me last night. And certainly upstream, you know, between Hungerford and Winarin, they're excited, all right. They've got fresh water coming down and they know they're going to get stock food. It's a huge event. It lifts the whole community, even Winarin Township. You know, the people go down and catch a few yabbies and they can smell the water, they can hear the frogs, they can hear everything going, and it's like a chorus once the water starts getting there.